This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We started things off yesterday with Kristen Schwab telling us about consumers, how consumers are feeling specifically, which turns out to be, all in all, pretty positive. Today, businesses. And hoo boy, is the story different there. The National Federation of Independent Business was out with its Small Business Optimism Index this morning. Not so much optimism. In August, for the 20th straight month, business owners scored their outlook as below average. In other words, they are mostly pessimistic about the future. How come? Here is Kristen Schwab one more time.
Do you know anyone who makes crushed sandwich cookies? Because Judy Harrell's looking for suppliers.
I've tried every distributor from here to Timbuktu.
Harrell needs them for her ice cream shop in Northampton, Massachusetts. She says she's still dealing with supply chain issues, so she's been driving nearly 2 hours each way to pick up cookies from the closest producer. Another item on our list, black raspberries, a key ingredient in many of her signature flavors. A few years ago, they cost about $2,000.
This year, it was over $6,000. So we're talking about berries.
Prices have also gone up for milk, and it's not like she can just do without it. This is a key example of why consumers and businesses are experiencing inflation differently, because they're experiencing different slices of it.
So it depends what people are really buying.
David Audrich is a professor of entrepreneurship at Indiana University. He says businesses require specific goods and can't pivot as fast as consumers. Plus, consumers don't have to worry about the thing that businesses spend a lot of their money on.
You know, most of them, labor is a big part of their bill.
That is, if they can hire. Aaron Calvo Bocci, who owns CB Stuffer, a wholesale and retail candy company, is down 10 employees. She says a lot of job candidates can't find childcare.
So I'm just working a lot more, which is fine because that's what I signed up for. It's just there's only so much that I can do myself.
On the upside, business is good.
Every week, we're gaining new accounts. The problem is the slower turnaround in getting our product out means a slower turnaround with getting paid.
Calvo Bocci says she's tired of the slog. The pandemic upended everything for businesses more than 3 years ago. And by now, she expected things to feel a little easier. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.